Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture. And what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up. And then, if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormers concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater weaning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative.
Look for hog futures to open moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and stabilizing fundamentals. The cattle complex at the CME should also trade on a firm basis in the early rounds, helped by sharply higher cutouts and positive cash expectations. Now, later today, packers expect to complete live cattle procurement prior to Thanksgiving. This morning may not be too early to start stirring the pot. Opening bids could start around 106 in our part of the country. Asking prices probably will start out about 212. Now, needless to say, a firm board and or appreciating carcass value will continue to be significant factors in shaping feedlot resolve. Now, it's been quite some time since the cash hog trade started the week with higher sales, yet that's the way the country market began yesterday. Frankly, it seems too early to draw significant conclusions, though. Yet the early week stability will probably at least encourage a steady round of opening bids today. This week's holiday reduced hog kill is forecast to be around 2.12 million head, slightly larger than a year ago. Now on the grains, the soybeans charged above $10 a bushel in the lead January contract yesterday after a number of export sales last week, better than expected export shipments and higher Asian markets. In addition, a broad range of commodities were higher, including crude oil, gold, and copper. The dollar was a little lower yesterday after last week's 13.5-year high, but remained at a lofty level as investors expect the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates later next month. Winter wheat markets finished a little higher yesterday, while spring wheat was lower. Light rain moving through parts of the plains, so does warm weather. Drought is a problem for some of the high plains, where wheat growth has been slowed. USDA and the National Weather Service last week said 25% of the winter wheat is in a drought area. Now, corn's higher close put it near a two-week high and has December above a number of key moving averages. In the cash market, some corn is moving into market channels as farmers sell what's left, filling their bins. We'll check futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, December live cattle up 70 at 109.02. February was up 72 at 109.57. January feeder cattle down 80 at 124.17. March down 80, 119.97. December hogs up 197, 49.77. February's up 220 at 56.37. On our grain futures, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. Well, the December was up 3/4 at the close, 414.5. March up a penny at 432. Chicago wheat, December up 2.25 cents at 410.25. And March was up 1.75 at 427. December corn up 4.25, 349.75. March up 4.25 at 357.75. January soybeans up 26.5 cents at 1020.25. March up 26.25 at 1028.5. December cotton down 30 at 73.30. March down 37, 71.92. January crude oil down 2, 48.22. February down 1, 49.02. And December natural gas down 1, 293 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the radio, Oklahoma Network.